Simon & Schuster Audio presents Big Guns, a novel by Steve Israel, read by Jonathan Davis. Prologue. Chicago Mayor Michael Rodriguez sat at a long, wide table in the darkened Crime Command Center, surrounded by city officials in suits, police brass in uniform, and aides in fear. They all stared, wide-eyed and open-mouthed, at a massive digital map of Chicago that was projected onto an entire wall of the room. Thanks to a generous grant from the federal government, ShotWatch technology had been installed all throughout the Windy City, and now, when a bullet was fired anywhere south of Devon Avenue, north of 138th, east of Harlem Avenue, and west of Lake Michigan, the sound was instantly tracked, transmitted, and indicated on the map by a flashing pinpoint of light. At the moment, the map showed Chicago as a single gigantic pulsating orb. To make matters worse, the Cubs had just announced a postponement of that night's game against the LA Dodgers, whose owner had cited prohibitive local conditions in a news interview. He meant gunfire. The only sound in the room was a persistent thumping. The mayor was an incessant leg thumper. When he was calm, he thumped gently, rocking his right foot on its heel, just barely lifting his toes and then lowering them softly. When he was excited, the thumping accelerated, his knee jumping up and down at a steady clip. And when he was angry, like he was most of the time, his leg became a jackhammer.